Welcome, Tyndale. Welcome once again to Abide. It's week 10. The Word became flesh. John chapter 1. We have been on a wonderful journey these past 10 weeks in this gospel, seeing Christ revealed to us. And so here we are on the final week of this semester together to come once again in hope, seeking our Savior and making space for Him. And so find a place in your home, wherever you are, where you can be quiet. Choose to sit or to lie down, making sure your body is comfortable, relaxed, and yet alert and readied to listen to the Word, to be awake to the silences. And I'll invite you now just to lay your hands face up open on your lap, or maybe lying next to you if you're lying down, as a way of just embodying an openness to God. Many times our hands are clenched around things and life and how it should go, and it's good to practice opening the hands, releasing any of that tension, and once again saying, God, I open myself to you and your ways. And with those hands gently open and relaxed, take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale out. And another deep breath in and out. And as we begin our prayer, I ask you, as I often do, why is it that you're here today? What is it that you're seeking? What is most important to you? Allow your head and your face to relax, and the muscles of the face. Allow your shoulders to rest heavy and down. Notice how your back is supported in the chair or lying down. Relax your legs all the way down to your feet. Allow a softening to happen all the way from the top of the head, from all those thoughts and the concerns. Allow things to soften, to release, and to let go with our open hands. We come into this space, Jesus, where you say, welcome, come as you are. Our gratitude practice today is going to be around the created world and around creation. I'm so amazed that this world we live in has been here for so long. It's so old and has lasted and sustained and given birth and lived and died and given birth and lived and died. It's been here for so long. I'm reminded that God, His plans, they're just so big and they extend for centuries and centuries, and we are a part of that. And so I'm going to give each one of us a minute to bring to mind something that you've seen as of late in creation that has been beautiful, has been interesting. And maybe you think of one thing, or maybe many things will begin to flood your being of the beauty of this created world we live in. So I'm going to give you a minute now to dwell with your Savior and respond to Him in the beauty that He's made for us. Beautiful. Hear the word of the Lord from John chapter 1, verse 14 to 18. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning Him. He cries out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because He was before me.' From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known." Rest in this word. His dwelling among us. Jesus, who is one with the Father and the Spirit, was held in perfect love and beauty, and yet let go of that place and that comfort. To dwell with us. He left what was good for the greater cause of deepening the love, opening the arms to show us, to unveil God to us. And at this present time, I confess that there have been losses in this season. There have been discouragements and things that I have had to let go. I've had to adapt, change of plans. Guess we're going another way. And I take such delight in Jesus, who left a comfortable, holy, perfect situation. And he chose to leave all of that for a bigger story, a bigger love that expanded. And so, Lord, would you help us to release, open these things in our hearts and in our lives that we've had to let go of, traditions, being with people, our classes looking different, our relationships looking different, everything, Lord. Help us to know that as we let go of something good and beautiful, that just like you, we open ourselves to a deeper, more spacious opportunity. The Word became flesh and came to live with us. Take this time now just to talk with Jesus about some of your losses, some of the things you've had to let go of or leave behind, and adapt and live in this new way. And allow his face, his soft, gentle face of, I understand, to rest upon you. Jesus, your selflessness, your servant heart, always looking for the good of us, is so beautiful. Help us to open to you and to the bigger picture as we let go of what we know. Father, your dwelling in the Old Testament and of old, it was by a cloud, pillar of fire. You dwelt with your people. And yet now you want to dwell in a personal way. To come that much closer. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace, full of truth. Jesus, you come from the Father into our neighborhoods, into our homes, into our hearts, offering love and compassion for our own circumstances. We're thankful we have a place to rest in you here. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.'" Jesus, as I hear John speak, I'm so reminded of all the I am statements. That you are the bread and the light and the gate and the shepherd. As you spoke to the people, and yet you are those things now, and you are the great I am from the beginnings. Just as John testifies, you were before all things, fullness of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. This word becoming flesh is a full self-disclosure of who God is. This Jesus coming in a small, humble, weak, hidden way is our God. Our salvation comes from something small, tender, vulnerable, something hardly noticeable. God, who is the creator of the universe, comes to us in smallness, weakness, and hiddenness. Jesus, I find this message hopeful. For some reason, I keep expecting your presence to be big and loud and I'm reminded that the world is full of power plays and big events. And our temptation is to be distracted by them and made blind to the small, to the hardly noticeable. Henry now and says, "When I have no eyes for the small signs of God's presence, the smile of a baby, the carefree play of children, the words of encouragement and gestures of love offered by friends, I will always remain tempted to despair." And so I invite you, friends, what are those small, hidden things, vulnerable, sweet things, that this indwelling word, pitching a tent in your house, in your room, what are those small things? And take this moment now with you and your tent dweller to relook at the power that's there, the hope. Jesus, as you've come to your people in this small way, this hidden way, it has great power. As we've journeyed together, we have seen that, as you have said, "I am the bread." Jesus, you are our true nourishment. Your word, your presence. May we continue to choose you, the bread of life, for nourishment, and not a quick food or meal that's offered by the world. Jesus, the Word made flesh, says, "I am the light of the world, and I bring light to dark places." So wherever you feel darkness today, allow Jesus, his voice, to say, "I am the light in your darkness. I will be with you." This word made flesh says to us, "I am the gate. I speak to you, you hear my voice, I know your voice. Your comings, your goings, I know them." Be reminded of my presence, of my voice, and of my care. Word made flesh says, "I am the good shepherd. and I lay down my life for you. And I will lead you in this unknown time. I will guide you every step of the way. This word that became flesh declares to you that I am the resurrection and the life. And just as Mary and Martha thought that Jesus was late in showing up for their brother, we might not know your timing. We surrender to you and your plans. Jesus, the Word made flesh, says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Calling us to a deeper awareness that the places we walk, that the people we're surrounded with, that the tasks we're given, they are all a part of His way, of His path for us. If we would only receive Him, the Word made flesh says, I am the vine. Remain in me. Abide, obey. Stay connected. I am the source. Jesus, the Word made flesh, came out on the waters, walking, saying, I am. Do not be afraid. Jesus, the Word made flesh, came to His people, saying, before Abraham, I am. Calling us to surrender to our small knowing of reality, to a big knowing. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning Him, and he cries out, saying, this was He of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, because He was before me. From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made Him known. Hands are still open. Well done. And if they began to close, reopen. And take your hands And I invite you just to gently place them upon your heart. If you can feel that heart beating, be reminded of the Word made flesh to dwell within you. And that this Word is the great I Am that will walk with you in places of darkness, in despair, and in loss of hope. He will give you light. He will give you guidance. And He will nourish you with His presence. And so, friends, go in peace. Carrying with you the Word made flesh. And so we close by saying, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Spirit, as it was in the very beginning, as it is today, and as it ever shall be, world without end. So friends, take this sacred space with Jesus that we've had together. Take it with you for the rest of this day. To love, to live, to be free. Go in peace.